Continuing with Alice, I have used this example to help readers free themselves from cliches about good or bad parents. Cruelty can take a thousand forms, and it goes undetected even today, because the damage it does to the child and the ensuing consequences are still so little known. This section of the book is devoted to these consequences. The individual psychological states in the lives of most people, underclass, I add, are 1, to be hurt as a small child without anyone recognizing the situation as such. 2, to fail to react to the resulting suffering, with anger. 3, to show gratitude for what are supposed to be good intentions. 4, to forget everything. 5, to discharge the stored up anger onto others in adulthood, or to direct it against oneself. The greatest cruelty that can be inflicted on children is to refuse to let them express their anger and suffering, except at the risk of losing their parents' love and affection. The anger stemming from early childhood is stored up in the unconscious, and since it basically represents a healthy, vital source of energy, an equal amount of energy must be expended in order to repress it. An upbringing that succeeds in sparing the parents at the expense of the child's vitality sometimes leads to suicide or extreme drug addiction, which is a form of suicide. If drugs succeed in covering up the emptiness caused by repressed feelings and self-alienation, then the process of withdrawal brings this void back into view. When withdrawal is not accompanied by restoration of vitality, then the cure is sure to be temporary. Christiane F., subject of an international bestseller and film, paints a devastatingly vivid picture of a tragedy of this nature. And we are not going to be reading the story of Christiane F., and I encourage folks to do that.